Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Future Bachelor, episode 9. It's a vibe, Veronica, what up?
I'm dancing out here.
To be a gray in time, we're alone.
I feel like
on the sea.
We're on a field, you listening to this, like in a big concert hall.
Light on the dark side of me,
yeah.
Love remains a draw.
Oh, it's about to jump. The badness of seal.
But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become lead?
Hey!
The light that you shine can't be seen. Baby,
oh.
I can lay
you
to a kiss from a rose.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, yeah. So you need to work on your dabbing. I'm gonna be real.
Whoa.
Nope, not like that.
Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the bloom on the grave.
Sing with me now, everyone.
La da 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 da.
Hello, everyone. Dang. Welcome to episode 9 of Future Bachelor. My
Future
name is Sai.
Oh, I'm Veronica. Hi.
Yes, and we are doing it. Are we?
We're doing it.
Yeah, she hates when I say that, but we're doing it. I don't care. Yeah, guys, welcome to the show. Had to start it off with a vibe, you know?
I love that song. You know who loves that song more than me?
Who's
Quick
that?
Shout out to my coworker and also our both of our friends, Alex Stragi.
Oh, shoot. What's up, Alex? I see
He's made Shout me out. Like when he's driven us to lunch, he's made me listen to that song like, so many times.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been on one of those lunches, but I think it's about time. Yeah. Actually, I remember that movie from back in the day because it was part of the Batman Forever soundtrack, yeah, with like Nicole Kidman and
oh yeah,
all that stuff. So. Yes. Yeah, it brings me back. I remember they had like the Taco Bell. They were like, ooh, Batman and all this stuff.
Taco
all
Bell
over.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, Taco Bell and Batman Forever go together for some reason in my memory bank. But
I mean,
yeah,
Taco Bell is just my life.
But there's
so.
Just something about the way that song starts off. It's like da 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 da. That gets me going. So, just another Future Bachelor vibe added to the
vibe.
Future Bachelor
it's
podcast
a-
playlist.
Yeah, it's
so,
there.
Yeah, we got it. So, how's everything going, V? How are you?
You know, I'm thriving, surviving. Same person I just shouted out might have gotten me sick, so.
Okay, yeah, I'm a hypochondriac, so, like, instantly I was like, okay, this is weird. Veronica steps in my place. I instantly started feeling sick.
I honestly pretty much am almost better. It takes me, like, 1 or 2 days to get over a sickness. And
Not
I'm like,
me. It's, like, 2 to 3, 4
I'm
going to
be real. I feel like most men are like that because men are babies.
I'm not going to lie. I like to get baby. Like, I'll be like, yo, can you put the Vicks on my chest and my neck and my nose?
Oh, wow. That's like so Latino of you. Yeah,
I know.
Vicks.
We don't even call it Vicks Vaporo. We call it Vaporu.
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 Ooh, dang.
So shout out to all my Latinos out there that have your mom come in at night and rub it on your chest. She like flip over. She rubs it on your back.
Yeah, like all
just stuff it up your nose.
Yeah, all Latinos are like, just this will solve it all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you broke your neck? All right, put some Vaporu on there. Oh, yeah. So shout out to Vaporu. But yeah, so
nice reminder that we have all those sounds.
I'm really excited about these sounds, you know, still. Last week I figured out that you got to spread it out throughout the whole show. Don't just get it into one
really?
Segment.
Oh, wow.
But it's cool. How was everything this past weekend? What was your like weekend like?
Well, Friday with the dance group that I do stuff with, Vixen,
okay.
We did the special event at Havana Club here in Atlanta.
So was it a success?
It was.
Hold on, I think the kids love it.
The kids love it. No, but it was a lot of fun. We did like a class, and we got to hang out and like, you know, Havana Club is like a club, so they had girls walking around with like free drinks and shit.
Oh, cool.
And
so were you doing like dance lessons or
like, so we did like a full, yeah, we did one of our full like dance classes.
Okay.
Which is like a hip hop based like routine.
It's only for women? Because your boy needs to learn how to dab.
Well, yeah, or more than dab. But yeah, I mean, You could probably come to Vixen.
I mean, just to watch if they're passing out drinks. That's all it's really. All
right.
Well, I'm just saying. You said the girls are passing out drinks. I want to be there, you know?
Yeah, whatever. Again.
Okay.
But that was a success. And then, you know, I ran into you at the Battery briefly this weekend. You were like, you pretty much were living.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, the baseball. So I got to see a lot of baseball this past weekend.
Which, like, guys, if you listen, you know that Cy doesn't do sports.
No, not at all. But I had such a fun time. Shout out to my people, Amber, Miguel, and Chrissy. They came and stayed with me. They're friends from Orlando.
Fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. And he's like super into Miami, like baseball.
Yeah,
so
it was
like,
the Marlins. Yeah, it was the Marlins.
I mean, it was
weekend.
A good series. So like literally, the Marlins won the first one, and then the Braves won the second one, and mm-hmm. then Braves took it home, I think, on the third. I didn't really follow up with the third game.
Hey, I'm proud of you for even knowing.
There was
those
a series,
that,
right? I'm like, wait a second. How come they're playing each other again? And he broke it down. Like, Miguel, my friend, like, he literally, like, broke down the game. He was like, all right, so when – but this guy in the middle, he's called the pitcher. He'll throw the ball at
oh
this
my
guy.
God.
He's going to
use a
bat.
It was like baseball 101. It's like he had like a whole class full of like little kids and then Cy being like taking curious notes.
It wasn't
like,
old school.
Oh.
I was writing it on my phone. But but yeah, so pretty much, you know, we did that, and the games were fun. The food there is amazing. You've seen the big-ass pizzas they have?
My
like
God.
The big slices?
Okay, I went – okay, because, like, you know, I went to a rained out – what ended up being a
game
on Thursday, and all we got, like, as we were waiting for them to either, like, just cancel the game or whatever – I was hungry, and like I'm the queen of nachos, as we know.
Yeah. Shout out to the nachos.
And they have this amazing, I think it's like called the Q Avenue or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like these barbecue nachos. Oh my God.
Barbecue, not like chicken on it?
No, like, so you get barbecued, like, it's either like pork or brisket and stuff like that, and
that's
then like
dope.
Cheese. And jalapenos and like all this other stuff.
Did not see that. I just kept seeing people with like the foot and a half long, like,
yeah, the pizza's just like holding it like in their arm like a child. Yeah I saw those too.
They had like specially made plates for
the
pizzas.
It's just like, and it's like, yeah, it's like literally they're like holding it like out.
It's like the size of your arm. But it was awesome. So and then after that, the bar that I was talking about last time, the Battery, that's where we just pretty much just walk over to.
So yeah, the Battery is like a whole like section outside of SunTrust Park, and mm-hmm. it has like all these different bars. And it's always hopping.
Oh, man. So Friday night was fun. Saturday night is the night that you came out, right?
Yeah.
Which
you were already litty by the time. You were past litty because you had been, you know, drinking at the game and everything.
Well, I had shown my friends around Atlanta and stuff. So it was like, it was definitely a good old time. But like by the time I looked at my text messages the next day, you were like calling me by my government name looking for
I was because you weren't responding.
I got lost. I'm just saying, like, in the middle of that dance floor, you're just dancing. I was like, I was screaming so loud that like I was like talking, I was saying stuff louder than the DJ with a microphone, and I was like 1, 2, 3, 4 you know. So I was like, you know,
know
Bruno
least,
Mars
like,
came on, and I started doing all the dances.
I knew like where to find you just based on like social media and just like what you had said, so like at least that was helpful to me. When you weren't responding, I knew if I called you by like your full name that like you'd be like, what the?
Well, I didn't actually respond to that either, because I was like,
because you were
my phone was just in my pocket, the music was loud, and I was dancing. We were with all the homies from the party the weekend before, so shout out to the whole crew. But yeah, so that was cool. And now I've just kind of realized that like I think I need to take a little break. And even though it's like Memorial
and it's
Day weekend.
It's about to be a long weekend and you're going home.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. And then the weekend after that, I have a bachelor party. So we got some stories to talk about.
Oh, boy.
I mean, nothing really happened. You got there a little late at the Battery. So it's not like something. I mean, by the time you had missed most of the fun. What happened when I left?
Nothing more, just dancing.
Oh, I wanted to shout out my ex-girlfriend's little brother who I hung out with. He was there with all his friends.
Are you serious?
You don't remember meeting him? He was like, you're the girl for the podcast.
Oh,
remember that? Because he listens to it. So shout out my homie Alberto.
Yes, yes. I remember meeting
him. Yeah, so he was with a couple friends.
He was with a couple of those because one of those other guys then was like obsessed with me.
With that, and also, do you remember when he like spilled something on you or something?
Yeah, and he was supposed to buy me another beer, and then I was pissed that he didn't. And he's like, well, could I make it up to you by like taking you out sometime? I'm like, no.
Damn. Wow. That's messed up.
Well,
holy
he
crap.
Was so drunk. No, like, don't make me out to be like a meanie, but he was like so drunk he couldn't even stand up straight. So I'm like, anything you're saying right now doesn't really mean anything.
Well, maybe next time, buddy. We'll get
maybe
it.
Maybe next time. Yeah. Try again. Try again next time. Actually, buy me my beer that you owe me. So. Yeah.
Well, shout out to TM. She was out there too.
Yeah, TM.
Does she know how popular she is on this podcast?
Yeah. I tell her like all the time, like, hey.
Does she listen?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really funny. Yeah. Well, shout out to TM. She was out there. The whole crew was out there. Zach, homie James, and everybody. So, yeah, that was a good weekend. So, this past week, though, we talked about a couple different things in the last podcast in episode 8. Our big topic was Spotify's new policy.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to follow up because my cousin Edwin, I've shouted him out before on the podcast, mm-hmm. he texted me and when we talk about these topics, like there's so many, like especially this week, there's so many random topics that like you just hear about them. And I
usually like read stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't like, you know what I'm saying? So wow. I think I need to start
crazy.
Saying
who
allegedly
have,
like
who
maybe
would have said that? Who would have thought?
Well, I don't read. So it's like at the beginning of the podcast, I might have to be like allegedly and then like go into our podcast because that's everything. So don't take everything with like, you know.
Well, I know based on what I had read, I thought I mean, I knew that they were taken out of playlists. OK, we're talking about extension. And
We found out that that's how you say his name. Shout out Nicole who shouted.
I thought that's how you said it, but like I was so confused with how it was.
No, there's
spelled.
An extra A in there. Yeah. Like if you were reading it like a person that can read, it's extentation. It says that. There's an extra A.
So I guess this falls on me because I'm the only one
in
this podcast
that can read. Not real words. So, but yeah. So apparently. The policy stops them from promoting them on their promoted playlist.
Yeah, which I knew that for Apple, and that's what all those articles said. It said on like their Apple playlist, like they weren't being promoted, but on Spotify, it just said like that they were taken down. It never like said specifically in the things that I read. Yeah.
Well, today I specifically typed in R. Kelly and Extension, and both their music still popped up there. So. If you guys are a fan of their music, it's still available.
It's still there, which I guess is like their way of like when they everybody made a big stink about like it being censorship. Like in that sense, it's not true censorship because they're still there. It's just they're not going to promote them in the playlist that they, you know, promote via like their browsing or their Discover and things like that, which like I think like is still I think that's better than like censoring completely.
Well, I mean, it's just like these baby steps. That's what they do. They do little things at a time and be like, oh, it's not that bad until like you have to go like they enact the Patriot Act and like they can just like, you know, do whatever they want on you. So pretty much I just wanted to put it out there that like it's not as bad as I said, but the conversation.
Yeah, it's not as bad as we thought. And it's not as bad as like the backlash
that came out of
thought.
It, but the conversation that came out of it around like, you know, censorship and the slippery slopes and all that stuff.
Slippery slopes.
It kind of applies to a lot of different things in our lives. Amen. So, you know. The conversation was still good. I just wanted to – we try to, like, you know,
like,
not retract, but, like, follow up.
I like
fact-checking.
Yeah. I'm an editor by nature. Fact-checking is a lot of what I've done.
It, of course. And you know, after – I listen to our own podcast to learn from it. It's just a habit,
too.
When I create things, I kind of, like, look at them and watch them and
listen to them over and over again
and try to see how I can get better. So – shout out my cousin throwing me a text being like, hey, I just want to let you know if you were aware, I'm sure you heard it and stuff. And I actually hadn't. So that's how important it is to that. This is a conversation with everyone.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you feel like whatever, give us a message because there's nothing better than my friend Nicole. She says she straight up like listen to the podcast now because her Friday is Thursday night. So her Friday is like a Saturday or Her Friday's a Thursday night, so her Saturday and Sunday are Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So on Friday nights is like her night that she listens to the Future Bachelor podcast, and she'll drink a glass of wine, and then I'll get like a conversation text from her on Friday night being like, you know, talking. That's where I learned about Extension's name.
Yeah.
And, you know, just talking about different things, and it's really important to me about the feedback we get from like not just like our friends, but like if you found us somehow, you know, just let us know what you think because I'm responding to everybody that hits us up on the Future Bachelor on Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you find us on Instagram, I'm growing
or
it
Twitter,
right now. That's my next project for the next year
Facebook.
Is to get us to 10,000.
Yeah, if you follow us on any of our platforms, like, feel free to reach out. One of us is going to be hitting you back.
Yeah, but specifically, everyone's on Instagram right now. Follow us on Instagram at The Future Bachelor. And that way you can keep up to date on behind-the-scenes stuff, on just, like, news. We're going to be vamping it up. Like, right now I'm just getting into our Instagram mode. So shout-out to everyone that's already interacting with us. But that's just something I wanted to say, because I wanted to kind of put out there to the people that listen that are fans of us, like, you know, tell a friend. Like, it really means a lot to me to hear people enjoying hearing us talk. And I think the best part about it is, it's like, once you just give us one try, you end up, like, wanting to listen to the next episode or go back and listen to more, because all we're doing is having fun and having a conversation, you know?
Of course.
And I want to be friends with everyone that listens to us, so.
Me too. I love friends.
Yeah, I love friends too. I love you, Fran.
I love you, Fran.
So, and then also another follow-up we had was regarding our ongoing Ariana Grande and Mac Miller.
Yeah, Mac Miller. So, Mac Miller got arrested for a DUI.
Aww.
Yeah, poor buddy.
Yeah.
He actually, like, the report said that he was, like, the most polite, like, drunk person ever, which I found hilarious.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Which, like, I felt like he seems like a pretty mild-mannered dude. Definitely has his demons, but mild-mannered.
Yeah, I think he's been growing up.
But there was some guy who, like, his tweet, his name's Elijah Flint, his tweet blew up, and it was saying, Mac Miller totaled his G-Wagon and getting a DUI after Ariana Grande dumped him for another dude after he poured his heart out.
It's a car flying by that Mac Miller's in.
On a 10-song album to her called The Divine Feminine is just the most heartbreaking thing happening in Hollywood.
So, like, what, he made an album about her?
Which, like, she goes back to say, like, that whole album was not just about her. Like, it was just about whatever. And, like, her one song, Cinderella, is about her. But, like, she hit this dude back. Ariana Grande, like, felt the need to be like, oh, no, brother, listen up. And she said, this is, like, just, this speaks to my heart. She said,
we wanted to make sure we get
the
point
across. We know. Like, we need a full story.
Yeah.
But she said how it was, like, absurd that he's minimizing female self-respect and self-worth by saying how, like, she should have stayed in that toxic relationship. But I think it was getting toxic towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wrote an album about them, which she's like, nah, it was just Cinderella. It wasn't all about me.
Yeah.
And so she said, which I feel like a lot of women might be able to relate to. I'm not a babysitter or a mother, and no woman should feel that they need to be. I have cared for him and tried to support his sobriety and prayed for his balance for years, blah, blah, blah. And always will. But shaming and blaming women for a man's inability to keep his shit together is a very major problem. Which I'm like, yes.
Whoa, Ariana Grande with the mic drop.
I know. And she's all like, like, of course she says, like, how she didn't always share about how hard or scary it was, like, during all their rough points. Because, like,
what do you think their rough points were?
I think he definitely struggles with, like, some, obviously some sort of substance abuse.
I thought he was over that.
But I think he might, like, dip in and out of it based on, like, what she's saying. And then I'm sure if he's, like, someone who, a lot of people who struggle with substance abuse, like, have, like, there's parts of their personality that, like, are manipulative or, you know, in other senses because they have addictive personalities.
Devious.
So, like, if they're addictive personalities, like, they typically, like, in relationships might, be almost like addicted to, like, what they view that relationship to need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can provide to be like an emotionally abusive situation because they might manipulate their partner.
Well, I just also think it's like kind of like,
I mean,
it's almost the same type of thing that happened with like Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we got a rapper and a pop star, even though Nicki's a rapper. But, you know, when the girl, you know, kind of like outshined, it's like, a husband and wife, and the wife is like the bread maker. You know what I'm saying? It's almost hard to, like, for a man to see, like, the success, and they're in the same, like, you know, field. It's hard. They're like competition.
Yeah, it's shitty that, like, masculinity could be so, like, the idea of
I don't even know if it's just like masculinity. It might be like a partner thing too. But,
well, yeah,
like,
but like that, what you're talking about is based around like fragile masculinity.
Probably, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't want to, like, straight up call him on that's what it is, but, like, I could see that.
Well,
like,
no, I'm, like, not saying, like, that's, like, not, like, a personal, like, diss at whoever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, that's an overall societal problem that people view, like, that masculinity is rooted in being better than women.
Yeah, I don't think personally, like, if, like, for whatever reason, my significant other, like, actually made more money than me, like, there's no way that was, like, way more money, but if that was the case, I think I'd be pretty happy with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm, like, providing in my own way, like, whatever way it is. Like, if we're living a good life and I love her, like, you know, dude, make more money than me. That's freaking awesome. About, that's the type of girl I'm looking for. Is it's like a successful
about
woman, you
balance,
know?
Balance, yeah. And it's all about balance and, like, whatever in all senses of life. Like, so what if, you know, they're more successful? And like, you should be always trying to build up, you know?
Hell yeah. And think about the birthday presents and stuff. You probably get, like, some dope-ass whip or something. Yeah. You're like a sugar mama or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah, your birthday is in, like, Christmas and stuff. Are probably awesome with, like, a rich wife. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I could see that playing into it. It's really hard. Like, she must have really liked him because
she
could have any guy she wants.
Yeah,
really.
And supposedly she's like casually dating Pete Davidson from SNL now. That's what E! News reported.
Yo!
Which I'm like,
girls love Pete! Yo, girls love Pete!
I love
Pete. He's like
Pete.
Our generation's Jimmy Fallon, even though that's kind of still my generation. But like,
yeah,
he's like the new
say.
Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live.
I love him.
Yeah, he's like the girls love him.
Because like he's funny, but he's also like he's got that kind of humor for like us millennials. It's like that deadpan, like self-deprecating humor.
Like, no pun intended, like, with the deadpan. Yeah. It's like apparently his dad died in 9/11, and he'll joke about. He's a stand-up comedian, so he'll joke about his dad dying in 9/11.
Well, and like homeboy's like been through like a lot of stuff, and like he actually, I think he's been to like rehab and different things for like his mental health and like his different issues, and like so like. He's
look at
like,
those SNL boys getting the hottest girls in the game right now.
Like,
holy cow.
I know, yeah, with Colin and like
and
Scarlett.
ScarJo.
Yeah. Like, it pays to be funny, Si.
Oh, damn, okay. Okay, I'm working on my stand-up bits right now. I'm going to get – one of my dreams is to be on Saturday Night Live, like, whether I'm performing. Like, if I could do what Childish Gambino did, like Donald Glover
and, like,
did.
Host
and
be
perform,
the
like,
guest.
Do what Drake did, like – dude, that would be amazing. I couldn't. That would probably be better than a Grammy. Like to be, if I could do SNL and a Grammy, that would be like my life is made. And I'm putting it. That's gonna be
put
the biggest prediction.
That's a big
future Bachelor prediction. That's our prediction
of
the week because we didn't really think about that. This
yeah, no,
week.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, but my prediction is that like Si is gonna be hosting
I'm
and performing SNL and getting a
down.
Grammy. Cool, cool. Because that's affirmations.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. But yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard when it comes to this stuff. These celebrities, you know, dating. You know, I let's just get into the topic of Ashley I and Jared, you know.
Yeah.
Now that we're talking about celebrities dating, Ashley I of The Bachelor fame and Jared of Bachelorette fame met each other on Bachelor in Paradise. And for those that are not that into Bachelor news, we're not going to stick on this like stuff too much. But I do have to, you know, pay homage to the origins of this podcast.
Slash, like, we're a lot of our
you guys are lucky we're not recapping the whole shows anymore.
I mean, a lot of our listeners, you know, came to us through that lens.
Yeah,
so.
And that's why it's called The Future Bachelor, because one day, another affirmation, I'm going to be The Future Bachelor.
I'm going to freaking
write this down.
It's down. I mean, like, I don't
know. All right, and I'm going to have $1 billion. Write that down, Veronica.
I can't even write down, like, I have, like, episode.
No, $1 trillion.
I can't even write down episode of prediction for that one because, like, that's just – I'm just going to put, like, 000 because, like, that's the whole premise of this.
But so Ashley I, she was on Chris –
Soul
season of Bachelor,
yeah.
And Jared was on.
He was on
Chris, or the one where they had both the girls started off.
Oh yes, so that ended up being
Bristow,
Caitlin, yeah.
So they ended up meeting each other on Bachelor in Paradise, which is a show that usually comes. It's first Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, and they combine like those like seasons together for like a beach love thing, but. You know, when it first came off, Ashley is the type of girl that's like really kind of like boy obsessed, I would say.
She's just obsessive in general.
Yeah.
She's just an obsessed kind of gal.
Yeah. But I love Ashley. So shout out to Ashley. No offense. I obsess about things too. I don't want to be hating on these people that I feel like one day we might actually have a conversation with.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to be like, you were talking shit about me in episode 9. And now you're like buddy buddy with me. So,
I mean,
is what it is.
Like,
she knows that.
Happens.
The way that the,
like, she knows how it works.
We're not talking about her personally. We're just talking about how the way the editing and the portrayal of her on the show
is.
She was the girl that cried. She was a virgin for a long time. The virgin girl that,
yeah,
you know.
I think
so,
she lost lost her virginity on a Winter Games, but that's still, we don't know.
They left it up to interpretation.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, which is, I think is fine.
Yeah,
because
she did.
It's like,
and that was actually like a pivotal moment. I was like, damn, this girl's actually really smart about the way she operates. But anyways, she really liked this kid, Jared, from day one. And he wasn't that into her. He probably thought he could do better or whatever. But eventually, it came full circle because yesterday they just announced, like, it was like a marriage announcement.
Well,
almost.
It's like when you have, like, when you're part of Bachelor Nation and, like, Bachelor franchise has deep, deep connections with people. So, like, they had their own people exclusive about how they're dating. And also, Dean on his podcast.
And she has her own show called The Story of Us, mm-hmm. where she talks about love stories and stuff. And they surprised everyone with their love story as being this episode.
Her background is in broadcasting. She used to be, like, an anchor, I think, or something like that. She used to be, like, a news reporter.
Okay.
And so,
well, she's really good at it.
No, yeah, she's really I think
she's like millennials. She's kind of like us, like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's not like we, I mean, I always had like ideas of being a host. I'm DJ, I'm good on the mic and stuff, but you know, when it comes to you, when I asked you to do this podcast, it wasn't because like I thought you were a great radio person. I just thought we'd talk about The Bachelor. And on top of that, like, it just ended up being like we can talk about anything and keep going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
We can talk about anything and keep going.
Because I'm a good conversationalist.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of, no, you are. You're great. And I think that's the cool part about like the future that we live in, future Bachelor.
Bachelor.
Yeah, because, you know, people like us, now we do 5 different things, 10 different things, like, you know,
side hustle, side gigs.
I do videos, I do audio, I do music, I do, you know, podcasts, I do this and that. And it's just like, you know, that's the kind of world we live in. So Ashley and them got together, and that's actually really big news for Bachelor Nation.
I know, it's been like 3 years in the making.
Yeah, and so I haven't really caught the whole, like, this, the Story of Us episode, but I was going to finish watching it. She does seem, like, really super into him.
She's like, I mean, she's always been super into him, but he finally seems like, I don't know. Their personality seems so different to me. But I mean, if they like each other, they like each other.
Do you think it's going to last?
I don't either.
I mean, like, it's like,
my thing is like the fact that it's been so troubled leading up to this. Like, I just don't know.
Why would you make it so public? But like, if it's like so real,
that's why I'm like, I don't know, like, she's gonna get hurt.
I feel like
she's definitely, and she always has joked that she's kind of like a Kardashian wannabe, but like the way that she's built up her brand reminds me a lot of like how the Kardashians have built up like their empire and their brand.
True. She's like brought on her sister,
like, she's brought on her sister for different stuff, like her podcast, her show, whatever. She has, like, you know, pretty much like brought herself out of notoriety, like her
high profile dating, like strategic dating, like, you know, getting with the hottest guy on Winter Olympics and stuff. So it's like, it's really interesting
and
to see.
And like does all of her different influencing stuff on social media.
And when we talk about influencers, like, this is a legit job. Like, if for any reason, like, we become famous because of this stuff, like, you know, we don't have to work anymore. All we have to do is be strategic about our lives, like who we date and all that stuff. And I don't know if that's like the best life to live.
When I look at a lot of the different like Bachelor Nation folks and like all this stuff that they do, I think I've said this before, it just kind of seems like that they're like, their feeds are so curated to the point where it's just like everything is like stuff that they're influencing.
Oh,
or, like,
every
brands.
Single girl is the same exact like profile.
Or like the brands, or it's just like every single post is like a branded post because it's like they're promoting whatever.
That's how they make their money.
Partnership. But it's like, I don't know if I would want to make my money off of just like.
Yeah, you would. I mean, all you have to do is take a picture and look good with a product. Like, hell yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
That's why so many people are doing it.
It just seems like after a while, I feel like I'd
be. Yeah, but you don't see it from that angle. And especially when you live in LA and everyone's doing it out there. It's like, that's like the dream. That's like the dream job.
It just seems like so shallow.
Yeah, it is. That's why I see myself more of like a Wells, you know what I'm saying?
And I love, and it's funny because Wells has always made fun of like the whole influencer stuff. And then he did a little like thing on his story because he works with Brandi Cyrus, and they do their podcast, and she is older sister of Miley. And she like does some of her own influencing
Juan,
and stuff like
that. How many
like
sisters
that.
Does Miley have?
A bajillion.
She has a bajillion sisters.
They have a bunch of siblings because there's a couple like step sibling situations and whatever.
Okay, so that's not the one that was starting to come out with like.
Not Noah.
Music.
No, not
oh, Noah.
Noah's
right.
Her younger is Miley's younger sister.
Okay, cool. Wow. Okay.
But Brandy like was promoting like the sugar bear hair thing, which is like the stereotypical thing that Bachelor franchise folks promote. Mm-hmm. And so like Cy, like you're Cy.
Hi.
Wells did his like had his story with like her like with the sugar bear hair, and he was like just shoving them into his mouth, like just kind of like, you know, playing jokes with it, because he's like, I know this is like what I'm doing, but like I'm like overly aware of it, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, he was a radio personality beforehand.
He still is.
So like
he's
that's
still
like
on
part
the,
of his job. Like
he's still,
you know,
on the radio.
Yeah, but I mean that's kind of just like what the world is going towards. Everything is shifting towards this is like the new industry, you know. Mm-hmm. So whether you do music or you sell products or you like have entertainment, we're doing it right now. Like I'm trying to build up our Instagram. I'm very proud because like last week I was proud that we got past 100. This week we got to 200.
Turn up.
So make sure you're following us, and that's gonna be my next project. Like besides doing the podcast itself, like it's the building, you know, the following of Future Bachelor is gonna be like super important, crucial to, you know, getting these episodes out there. Because the feedback I get from people is like all they do, like we talked about earlier, is like all they do is listen to one episode and they kind of get addicted. Because I think it's like we can laugh about things and we can talk about serious stuff, and also like we are actual friends and no one's paying us to do this.
I think it's just more like the kind of content that people are focusing on now and more tends to be stuff that they find relatable, or like it's almost like, you know,
they have to talk
about
it.
They're sitting there with their friends, or they're viewing stuff that their friends or like whatever would do.
How many topics did we just like X out of our outline today? Because it's just like, you know, because other outlets have to talk about that stuff. We don't have to talk about anything. We get to pick and choose what we want to talk about. We literally, the top news, we're like, no, that's not important to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
I mean, like, it is important to me, but like for our conversations, no.
No, you know, sometimes like just we were talking about, should we talk about this Yanny Laurel thing
or
something? Like, no.
No, stop it. Yeah, do a negative sound of that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, so we don't want to talk about stuff just because it's popular. We'll talk about it if it's interesting. Us.
If we can, yeah, but we both hate the Yanny Laurel thing. Yeah,
but I feel like we're creating like a little.
Wait, just so I could ask, what team are you on?
I'm on Laurel, dude. Straight up, like, I have to say, dude, all I hear is Laurel. Like, I think we're not gonna get into it. Dude, I don't want to get into this.
No,
we told us we wouldn't. So,
I had to ask.
I think like it's definitely important to, you know, talk about important stuff that's in the news. But it was Laurel.
I mean, technically, yeah, but there's a lot of science and things that go into why that it sounds different.
No, okay. I thought you were going to say something that was going to change
we're
the subject,
done.
But you
we're
go
done.
Into.
We're done. We're done. Just read. Hey, everybody, just read the New York Times article on it and listen to it yourself. And there
it's
you
Laurel.
Go.
It's Laurel. Why would anyone say Yanny? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not saying anybody would. I'm saying how it's been processed.
Why
are
we
talking
about
it?
Oh, shoot. Anyways.
Anywho.
All right. So we're going to put Yanny and Laurel to rest.
Fatality.
Yeah,
it's dead.
It's dead. Yeah. It's been played out.
But yeah, so where were we? This is why we don't get off the outline. What's next on it?
Well, I guess.
We're talking about Ashley and Jared. So they're not going to be together, I don't think. but it did. I'm not going to lie. I got a lot of texts.
Hang on. Let me put the prediction in now.
Yeah, put the prediction. Future matchup prediction. I hope it lasts, but it won't. But
Jared and Ashley.
Is it going to last?
No.
So
we didn't even let it play out.
No, it's not gonna last as long as that drum roll sample. But
ooh, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. But I mean, it's just too high profile. Like, I'm sure she'll get too clingy. It's just too much. Like, they're making it seem like they're like the royal wedding
I know
that.
The fact that they like it's like people. Did you really have to pull this as an exclusive?
Yeah,
right?
An exclusive. It's like, damn, dude. Like, I got on IG story last night. F you. But. But yeah, so and a little bit more Bachelor news. They've announced all the guys in the new Bachelorette season dropping next Monday.
Yes, next Monday. So like, I'm already planning out my total wine run to get my wine.
I would totally be there with you, but I'll be driving back from Orlando, so I'll be catching it the next day.
Yeah, well, you'll see my Snapchats.
Yeah. I guess I could watch it that way. I'm gonna be watching the Bachelorette episode 1 via Well, can we just do it through the Future Bachelors since we're trying
if,
to grow
if
it?
If you want me to, really? I would do it.
All right, cool, cool, awesome.
Yeah, let me do a takeover.
Oh, we doing a V takeover, Future Bachelor. We have to have one of those like promotions from your actual one. Be like, hey, if you want to see all the fun content, follow Future Bachelor.
No, I understand High how five. It works.
Yeah, dude, all I'm about is the brand right now and the marketing
of
this stuff.
So, Monday night, y'all, if you watch the Future Bachelor, if you watch the Bachelor, just the Bachelorette, I'll be doing my typical tipsy talks, as I like to call them. Where I drink. Yeah, I call them tipsy talks.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. I like that.
And so I drink usually about a bottle of wine over the course of the entire episode. And I give my really real commentary on the show. And many people who know me know that I watch the show, but also many people who have known me for a long time know that it makes no sense that I watch the show. But I get a lot of great, you know, feedback that people love the stuff that I say.
Well, if it wasn't for you doing that,
we wouldn't have this podcast.
The world is so weird.
It's a small world after all.
Not one of the samples, but
no, couldn't you tell it was my beautiful voice?
No. I mean, it's just weird how it all works out because I was a fan of The Bachelor. Shout out my ex. What up, Nada? I had to do it once.
Shout out my friend Shannon McDonough for getting me into watching it because she's like, we do brackets. Yeah. Veronica.
Shout out to Shannon and Natasha. Yeah.
Getting us into watching
this. Shout out to Natasha for starting up a group text between us. I was like, what is this group? Get out of here. No, but that's funny. Bachelorette, there was a couple guys. I don't know. I was not that impressed.
Honestly, like, I'm scrolling through them, and they all look the same.
That's what I was saying. I watched a Facebook Live of Chris Harrison.
There's a black guy, and he was a former Harlem Globetrotter, which is like,
there's a lot of pro athletes on
here. My thing is, like, so you have nothing else to do because, like, you're a former Harlem Globetrotter, and I don't really know.
People are seeing the value of being on this show now.
Yeah. I know all these former pro football players, fitness coach.
Yeah.
I think the funniest, for our Atlanta listeners, the funniest thing on this Betches article, the first guy, his name's Alex, he's 31, he's a construction manager. And it says, Alex says he's from Atlanta, but I can just tell he's from Alpharetta and just lies.
Which is just like, lies.
Which is true because, like, anybody from Atlanta or who lives in Atlanta knows that a bunch of people who, like, live in non-metro areas, they'll be like, yeah, I'm from Atlanta. And it's like,
No, you're not. You're claiming.
Which is like a Chicagoland girl, like from
a
suburb.
Dude, I had to bust out Google Maps the other day to say that I lived inside the perimeter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people like take it seriously.
You're like on the perimeter.
Yeah, but all right. So my argument is, I'm not on the perimeter. This is the perimeter, and I'm like, if you're looking at the map, I'm like a centimeter below it. But listen, they have a perimeter for a reason. Rules are rules. If you're starting to talk shit about the people that actually live inside the perimeter, then what's the point of having a perimeter?
True.
That's all I'm saying. If I live inside of it, I live ITP. If I live outside of it, I live OTP. I live inside of it, and I always will.
So, amen.
Yeah,
same.
I'm just
ITP
saying.
ITP forever.
Yeah.
I even purposely like moved closer IT, like even like more deep ITP, so like nobody could even F with me. I'm like, no.
No, I just had to like literally bust out. I had to like Apple TV like push it and stuff. I'm like, look. And then I said that whole point about like rules are rules. There's no point of having a perimeter if you're just going to say people that live inside of it or outside of it just because I live north of like you know. But whatever. This is a whole local conversation. A lot of people are like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Any of our Atlanta people will be like, we get it.
Yeah. So,
we understand.
Yeah. But pretty much, so.
Well, I'm just interested to see how all these very mediocre looking men, like none of them as, you know, a very, you know,
I think
sensual heterosexual woman. I'm not really.
There's some lookers. There's like
okay, the former Harlem Globetrotter guy's kind of cute, actually.
No, there's one that kind of like got a Tom Brady thing going on.
Yeah. Okay. Then the one guy, his name's Colton. He looks like, so the article said that he, like, isn't this the guy who dated Ali Raisman? Because I swear to God, he is. He looks really cute. But yeah.
So I really didn't want to get into too much of the bios of these guys. It's not a recap show anymore.
Well, they're boring, and I think this.
I want to see what they bring to the show. If they bring something
excited
to the show, we'll talk about it next week.
Honestly, I'm more excited just for my girl Becca, because I feel like she's gonna rule it. I mean, The tagline is doing the damn thing, and she's going to do it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good season. But as far as like the announcement of the guys, I don't really get too much into the guys because
this is where we differ.
I'm just saying the first look is never what they end up being.
You know. Well, yeah. Well, I have to know a little bit because I do my brackets.
Yeah.
And I like to win.
Yeah, but you also cheat by looking at.
I do not cheat. I have not cheated for when I won. I did not cheat.
Well, how much money are you going to win?
It's more just bragging, right?
All right. Well, what else we got in news going on this week?
Well.
Get over that Bachelor stuff.
That stuff. So this past weekend was Hangout Fest in Gulf Shore, Alabama. And a bunch of great acts were there. Kendrick Lamar performed.
Oh, shoot.
And he brought up some fan. Her name's Delaney. Which, okay, like when you think about it, you're in Alabama. What kind of fan? Let's just paint a picture here.
Yeah.
You're in Alabama.
Okay.
Think about it.
I haven't been.
A white girl named Delaney.
Okay.
Was his fan that he brought up on stage to rap.
Did he like know her before?
Just probably grab some whoever.
Okay.
I don't know. Brought her up on stage to rap Mad City.
Mm-hmm.
Mad City's chorus has a lot of the N-word in it.
Okay. What happened?
She was very good about, like, she censored out the first one.
Uh-huh.
Kept rapping, didn't really censor out the rest. And Kendrick was like, wait, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And why would he do that, though?
Like,
that sounds like a stunt.
And, like, Kendrick was like, wait. And she, like, was all like, am I not cool enough for you? And he's all like, nah, like, you had to censor, like, one word. And she's like, did I do? She played dumb. She's like, did I do it? Did I say it? And he's like, yeah, you did. And then he was nice enough to like give her like the you, but like the crowd, like when she starts saying it, they're like, oh, and it's like,
oh my gosh, I'm like cringing kind of inside.
No, right when now. I read it, I was like, oh my.
She God. Probably thought like, yeah, she had free reign to say no. it, and he, and like that's mm-hmm. like for the that's puts a nail in the coffin in an old age question of like, would they get mad if you sing the N-word in yeah, front no, of them the, yeah. to their own song? No, that word is not for you.
No, it's not.
it's not.
So, yeah.
So, he was like, what?
Fatality.
Pretty much. But actually, he gave her a second chance to, like, restart from, like, the chorus with him.
Okay.
And she censored herself. So, she did a good job. But, like, man, good for Kendrick Lamar. He could have, like, made a way bigger, like, honestly, because, I mean, his kind of rapping and, like, what he does and, like, with his albums and stuff like that is a little bit more, you know, like, I don't know how to explain
edgy.
It, but it's edgy slash like he would be more like vocally like, this is what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. But he was like very chill about it and was just like, no, you had one word to censor and you didn't do it. And then like gave her another chance.
OK, well, yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How was she supposed to know? Yeah, she I probably mean, doesn't. Like, no, dude, don't. I mean, it's very easy for us to, you know, we're pretty cultured.
It's like 2018. Like, it's a well-known
dude,
thing.
Dude, you just said it yourself. Alabama. Let me paint a picture for you.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
If I painted
a picture of Alabama, it's exactly
saying,
what that just happened.
I know, but, like, what I'm also saying is, like, that's, like, messed up that's, you know, that there's parts of the country that people are still backwards.
Yeah. I just think there's just always going to be opposite thinking that we'll never, you know, whether it's
yeah.
people think that, you know, oh, I'm not a social media person. I hate social media. And then the other person is like, well, I love social media. There's always going to be a debate about
True.
Something coming up. So, you know, I think he educated her and yep. educated a lot of people through
without,
the process.
Without being militant, which
yeah.
I think is super important.
Causing, you know, some type of like, you know, conflict or something.
No, like, I mean, and it got, you know, then it got around. It was like kind of like a little bit of viral news. So so it kind of like helps educate, I guess, other people.
Yeah.
In that sense,
I think that might be our
nice like, little tie.
Yeah. Boop. Well, that's like our good conversation of the week. Something that people can take away from.
Yeah. Take that as a note.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
say the N-word if you're white.
Yeah. That's I mean, shoot. Why are we the ones telling you here?
Yeah. I'm like, you.
But
you
yes.
heard it here first.
I guess. I guess. I don't know.
But with that, let's yes. move along to some music.
Oh shoot, are we already here?
Yeah, we're
Slapper of the Week.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a fast conversation. Oh my goodness, the time has really passed. You know, I guess I really guess
why do you think
the time flies when you're having fun? But yeah, so we introduced Slappers of the Week. Our slappers pretty much are the song of the week. We're like, I'm sick of just calling it song of the week. Who the hell says song of the week anymore? Not us, because we have slappers of the week.
Because we branded that. Yeah. Because we, like Ashley and I, like to brand things.
Yeah, yeah. We're like a Kardashian, but brown and white.
But cuter.
Yeah, way cuter with less money. But hey, it's all good. We'll get there. We'll get it in the future.
I love your fake laugh.
But yeah, this week's slapper of the week goes out to our homies, BSB Forever.
Which, like, honestly.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So,
rock your body.
We're supposed to just stop at the first, yeah. But it's all good.
Rock
your body, right? See, that's why I didn't
watch. Backstreet's back.
All right.
And they are back.
And Backstreet is back, all right. And they came out with a new single this past week on Friday. That was actually a really good intro to it. Now I think about it. And they are back. All right.
It's like I'm thinking.
Yeah, wow. You'd really do add something to this podcast.
Thank God.
You know what's kind of crazy is that, like, if you go back to, like, younger side, back in the day, I used to listen to that song. Like, I would record it from the radio onto a tape and rewind it to listen to that song
God,
over
again.
Oh,
my God. That's so cute.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
I have, like, that actual – I have that CD and stuff. I have all those CDs.
Yeah, it was just, like, you know, boy bands. I love embracing the pop from my time. Like, I'm not a hater on that. I never
boy
was.
Boy bands?
I grew up on Hanson. That was, like, my first favorite band.
Boy bands,
you know?
Are, like, a great – honestly, like, boy bands create some good frickin' music.
Yeah.
And they're, like, an amazing kind of, like – whatever
and that was a time of the boy bands back in the day, but now they're still coming out, like, you know, NSYNC, we talked about it, getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
And BSB is about to get their residency in Las Vegas, I think.
Yeah,
and
next year.
Yeah, so I think it's this year.
They had a residency. I think they took a hiatus and then they're going back.
Yeah,
to
well they should, because people love BSB, man.
I love BSB.
Yeah. And So they came out with a new singles called Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Go Breaking My Heart.
And, like, honestly.
I couldn't if I tried.
Not that one.
Not that one? Okay.
But honestly, like, as our thing goes, it slaps.
Dude, it slaps. And not only does it slap, we're going to listen to this song. Like, I've started thinking about these songs. I want to let them play a little bit more. We don't have to, like, just,
no,
you know.
We can
vibe. I like vibing
we
and getting a little
for
break.
A little while. Yeah. Yeah.
But specifically today, I was thinking about, like, what is our slapper of the week going to be? And it was a toss-up. I mean, we'll just let people know what the other one is.
The other one was Dinero by J-Lo and DJ Khaled featuring Cardi B. I mean, we could toss it on the playlist, too.
Yeah, it's going on the playlist.
Because it's – oh, my God.
It's a banger.
It slaps. It's a banger. It's a jam. It's a bop. And I just, like – J-Lo is honestly, like, somebody said that she's the Latina Beyonce, and, like, I believe it. But,
you know,
like,
what's funny is, like, Beyonce should technically be saying she's the,
like, the black J-Lo because she came after. I think, like, a lot of people just sleep on J-Lo because, like, she's not as, like, consistent. Like, she's, like, you know, she weaves up and down.
Oh, man, her career is insane.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, she doesn't, like, pop up in, like, pop culture all the time, but recently she's just been, because she's, like, working her
money.
She's
the one that set the ways of dating in celebrities. Like, that's why she's been married five times. Like,
she's
when,
like,
she was killing the game when she was dating Diddy back in the day.
Oh, my God.
She was with Diddy when, like, the gunshots and stuff went off.
She's dated so many, like, I honestly, like, I need, like, a little, like, flow chart.
And she still looks, like, better than ever.
She, honestly, I think she looks better each passing year. It's, like, kind of unreal.
Yeah.
And her and A-Rod are so happy.
Yeah. J-Rod. Anyways, that was our was going to be it. But actually, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I actually really enjoy this Backstreet
Boys really
song.
Enjoy
and
it
deserve
too.
To let people hear this
And
stuff.
I heard, like, a really good Backstreet Boys, Brian Littrell.
Brian is the best one.
Yeah.
AJ kills this song.
I love AJ. Yeah,
verse.
But Brian.
We actually might listen to AJ's second verse.
Yeah. He was on the radio. Brian was on the radio, like, doing, like, some interview. Mm-hmm. And I listened to, like, I literally sat in my car before going into work to finish listening, like, one segment.
I'll make sure to let your manager know. But anyways, let's get into the song. Otherwise, we're going to go over an hour anyways. But it doesn't matter. But we're going to get into the new song, Slapper of the Week. It's Backstreet Boys' Don't Go Breaking My Heart on Future Bachelor. Let's go.
Slapper of the Week. This song slaps.
So spicy. She loves that drop.
I got mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Did I finally find a river that could lead me out to the ocean? Oh. Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken.
He's killing it.
So forgive me for my mixed emotions.
I'm like feeling a lot of things.
Yeah. I know, I am too.
I'm not that kind of person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do.
Oh my God.
I'm not that kind
Stranger
of
things.
Person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do.
Rapper of the week, Future Bachelor. Come on. Yeah. All right, here come my boy AJ with his beat breakdown. Breaking My Heart by Backstreet Boys, wow. Slapper of the Week.
Like that, like it's like kind of like a, it's like a hype breakup song almost.
Dude, I don't know, but I was in the other room when we were listening to it before the podcast, I started feeling some things.
No,
I was like,
True
love doesn't go in and out. True love doesn't go in and out.
I know. I feel like I went through so many stages of emotion just listening to that.
I know, and just listening to it feels good, so it's like very ironic feelings. I'm like, I feel good, but I feel
good,
bad.
But I also like feel, yeah. I feel like I'm missing something, but I feel like I'm whole.
I feel like I need another beer. But yeah, so I really like that one. Guys, go check out the new Backstreet Boys, because every time you listen to it, it gets better.
It honestly...
Don't go breaking my heart. Backstreet Boys on the Future Bachelor podcast playlist,
yes,
on Spotify. Get it. Dude, I'm like really proud of this playlist. I know we talk about it every week, but every time we add a song, I'm like, what?
I'm telling you. And every week, I'm like, I listen to it at work, because like...
Yeah, shout out the playlist. But I guess that's pretty much it for the week.
That's it for episode nine.
Episode 9 is in the books. Next episode is going to be our 10th episode anniversary. Honestly, technically this one is. But we'll call it at the actual 10.
Let's call it at 10 because 0-0-0 was.
Well,
this is important
because this is the end of the 0-0s. Now we're going into a whole new on the front and 0 on the back. But what do you think, God?
It's been a good beginning. It's been a good run of those double zeros.
Yeah, and now you guys are getting in. This is like we're getting into almost middle school now. So you guys should know like your basics of the Future Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we got Memorial Day weekend coming this weekend. I'm taking PTO on Friday, so I'm having a long weekend. I'm going to have a lot of stories out of it. We got a going away party for Paul, PG, that's moving here. So I'm going to be the only one going to his going away party and also welcome party. Welcome to Atlanta party.
I can't wait to like welcome him here.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. And actually, we didn't even get to talk about it either. We are about to join the same kickball team.
Oh my God, so get ready for like
stories from
we'll give you guys an update of our record.
So Future Bachelor just joined a kickball league every Thursday at 8 p.m so
I'm the token girl.
Literally, while you guys are listening to our episode, it drops at 5 p.m you're gonna be getting an episode, or we're gonna be playing kickball.
Yeah, pretty much.
Throwing a big red ball at each other.
Yeah.
I wanted a couple more shout outs. My homie Roland, he's I consider him a big brother, but he was my friend from college, older than me. But he's one of the people that, first of all, I care about a lot, but he is a big fan of us on the podcast.
Yay!
He was like, "Oh my God, your name is Veronica. I just found that out." He was the dude that's saying those comments and
stuff.
But Yeah, so he's the homie I want to shout out. Thank you so much for listening, bro. I want to shout out my homie, Kid Famous, The Traveler, Noel. I love you, bro. Thank you for the feedback. I really appreciate the people that listen to us and start a conversation with us, or just let us know, like, I think this is going to work, or yo, this is what I like about it, or, you know. I haven't really gotten too much negative feedback because I feel like we're pretty hard on ourselves.
Maybe just like tweaks, yeah.
Yeah, and we've been tweaking every episode, you know. If you listen to episode 0 to episode 9, going into 10, I think we're hitting our stride and kind of figuring out what we got to do. And we're under an hour right now, so that's pretty amazing.
So, yeah.
So this has been episode 9 of The Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we both love you, and we'll see you next week with episode 10. Happy anniversary.
Woo!
See y'all later.
Bye.
Deuces. Future Bachelor Podcast.